Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
Today we're going to talk about why is it so difficult to take the actions we know we should take. Yeah, I'm going to lay back and let Catherine talk about this.
Let's get the psychological aspect of this. What part of the brain is or isn't working?
Well, in a word, it is called resistance. But let's give some examples. We've talked about this. We've talked amongst ourselves about this, you know, that you may know you need to exercise. You may know you need to eat better. You may know you need more sleep. You may know that you need better boundaries with work. You may know that you need to brush up your resume. You may know that you should be networking. You may know a lot of things, but the discomfort of doing something new and building a new habit outweighs the benefit because you're not experiencing the benefit yet. And so what I notice is that, and the other piece of that is that there's a reward. There are hidden rewards in the things that we don't do. Like not eating right means you get to eat naughty things, and that may be your version of stress relief. Or skipping exercise means you get to sit and watch a lot of TV. That may be for you a
grand escape.
There's
TVs on the treadmill.
Staying up late may be your way of taking time for yourself, you know, especially if you're in a stressful either home or work situation, and yet it's not really good for you. So all those things, you know, those things make good habits harder to form, I think. And one of the things that I often talk about with clients is that bad habits, they feel good in the short run, but then they leave you feeling not good in the long run. Good habits, these things we know we should do, are extremely uncomfortable in the short run.
You're talking about French fries.
Yeah, exactly.
And potato chips.
Good habits are extremely uncomfortable in the short run, and then you feel good in the long run. That's what I got.
Yeah. I think for me, it's about self-worth, that I think if you really care about yourself and you know you want to be there for the people around you and you know you want to do well, then you're going to, for the most part, do what you know is going to be a healthy habit for yourself. That's what I think. I could be wrong. I know it's very difficult to get, you know, the exercise one is difficult. It's embarrassing at the beginning, you know, because you're out of shape and everyone else is, you know.
You're comparing and contrasting and looking at everybody.
Well, actually, Kathy, I think your story is such an interesting one because you started exercising.
Actually, I realized that the other day. I've always done some form of exercise. So I don't think it came oh my God, now she's exercising. But when I had my daughter, I didn't have time after that to exercise. So that's when, you know, you don't look all that good after you have a baby. And then I got back and where I went was, and they're not even around anymore, was Curves for Women, or maybe they are still around because it was very supportive. I walked in and I knew, okay, this is going to be a supportive environment. So you have to find the right environment.
And it was manageable, right? It wasn't too much.
It was 30 minutes and it was dummy proof. You know, you just did what they told you to do.
So I think this is a really great example though, what you're talking about, which is things change. And we may have actually good habits and then things in life change. Maybe you have a child or maybe you move somewhere or maybe you take on a far more intensive work situation. And it's at that time that it's very hard to do the things we know we should do for us.
I mean, I had a friend tell me the other day, she has to get back to exercising. And it's very important that she does. And she said, I used to do it. She kept saying, I used to do it. And I thought, I don't really care about what you used to do. What are you going to do? Like, so what? It's not translating.
Right.
And I didn't say a word. But so I know that she has the memory of it, you know, she has some knowledge. And I also know that muscles have a muscle memory that once you start doing it, it actually comes back. So, I don't know what that is. I think it's not allowing yourself to be the priority. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're taking care of others more and that's what you think your life is about at this time, which may be, but I think we each have to look at our own personal priorities and make some decisions.
Yeah. Well, and it also could be, I don't want to use a heavy word, but a form of addiction. You could be addicted to sugar. You could be addicted to...
You got a problem with that?
Video games. You could be addicted to, all kinds of things.
All kinds of things.
Yeah. I wasn't going to go down the... illicit stuff. So anyway, so you could have other things that are sort of filling that part of you. And I think it's a good point about the self-esteem or self-worth, that it's hard if you don't have self-worth. Often starting something that's good for you will build self-worth, but it's sort of hard to propel yourself into doing that thing you know will make you feel better. Mm-hmm. Another thing that I think does happen that sometimes gets people to take difficult actions is there's a term called organismic disgust, which is that you just can't stand it anymore, can't stand something. Mm-hmm. So maybe you can't stand your job anymore, you can't stand your weight anymore, you can't stand...
Right, when that happens, so you take steps.
Pushed up against the wall, right, or like an animal in the corner.
Exactly. And you just kind of... Yeah, so, and that's maybe not such a bad thing if that's what gets you to be able to take actions on your behalf.
Mm-hmm. So I think here also it's about taking these little baby steps, you know, just try little things. So if you, you know, normally walk to something, maybe, you know, take another set of stairs, maybe walk up or you know, take the longer route, just, you know, start... doing it, just start taking little small steps that ultimately add up.
Right.
You'll
right.
start to feel better.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's a great point.
So somebody, a client of mine, had told me about these you know, exercise videos, and I thought, okay, I'm gonna take one to the gym. I'm gonna take my phone and you know, and I'm gonna do this exercise video. I thought I was gonna vomit after about 5 minutes. It was so intense, and it really wasn't that intense. I just had never done it.
Right.
And the second time I did it was fine.
Right.
I didn't get sick the second time.
There's so many, you know, if you don't want to go to a gym because you still feel embarrassed, there's so many videos on YouTube that you can at home until you get to a point where you feel comfortable enough to go to the gym and be in front of people. And
well, that's where you have to find a way that works for you. I know my husband, Cliff, has gone from, he started 4 minutes a day on the treadmill.
There you go.
And he now runs 3 miles a day.
Wow.
How long does it take?
To run the 3 miles? Yeah. I think 30 minutes or so.
That's
but it's running,
good.
Walking. Mm-hmm. But he just every week would add 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
And so just as you're saying, Kathy, it was not a Herculean thing that he took on, but it was building a habit.
Right.
That slowly,
and
that
you don't even have to add a minute on a week. I want to say that you can actually take it slower.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You just take it as slow as you need, as long as you're doing something.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's better.
Right. The whole point is take an action is better than no action.
Yeah. And my fitness is all about slow and steady. I don't. Yeah. It's more about the steady that I think is effective than it is about pushing.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you know everybody has to find their way.
Yeah.
Slow. That's, I think, that's my message.
Right.
Is just take baby steps.
And right. So that seems to be a theme here. Baby steps get you there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or crawling if you need to.
Yeah.
That's great. All right. So slow and steady wins the race. We understand that good habits are not easy to form, but if you start slowly and take small steps, we hope that you feel much better and are able to take the actions that you know you should take.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.